A Jewish Journal article. Israeli and Palestinian films face off for Oscar. In the run-up to the Academy Awards, this year delayed until April 25 thanks to COVID-19, movie buffs and the media speculate endlessly about the likely best movie, actor, actress and so forth. This column, by contrast, is dedicated to the eternal questions: is it good for the Jews? And, is the world paying enough attention to us? In 2021, the outlook is not too promising for pro-Semites. For example, the movie, Asia, Israel's entry among international feature films submitted by 93 competing countries, fell by the wayside in the first cut. However, in the less prominent category of short films, under 40 minutes, both the Israeli and Palestinian entries have placed among the five finalists, no small feat in a field of 174 competitors. Both films cast a critical eye on less laudatory aspects of Israeli society. In a separate category, for short documentary films, a 90-year-old French woman visits the Nazi concentration camp where her brother, a French resistance fighter, was killed. All the films can now be viewed in advance at newly reopened theaters or virtually through VOD, video on demand. White Eye, from 33-year-old Israeli Tomer Shushan, revolves around a stolen bicycle. But basically, the film tackles an Israeli problem, only too familiar to Americans: open or subliminal prejudice against non-white inhabitants, especially immigrants. The film's title, Shushan told the Journal, is an allusion to white eye as an affliction of blind people and implies that many of his fellow Israelis are blind to the racial biases in their country. Israelis, as represented by Palestinian extras as gruff Israeli soldiers at checkpoints, fare hardly better in The Present, by Palestinian director Farhan Abelsi. On his wedding anniversary, West Bank resident Yusuf, Salah Bakri, and his cutie pie daughter Yasmin set out to buy a wedding anniversary present for his wife, in the form of a new refrigerator. Both setting out and returning on his shopping expedition, Yusuf is delayed, braced and humiliated by the checkpoint soldiers, until he loses his temper in an anguished tirade. Nominated in the separate documentary short film category is Colette, a French-German-USA co-production which focuses on the story of 90-year-old Colette Marin Catherine, who confronts her past by visiting the Nordhausen concentration camp where her brother had been killed. These and numerous other Oscar-nominated short films are now playing at a dozen movie theaters in the Los Angeles area and additional ones throughout California, Arizona, and Nevada. In addition, the films can be viewed on VOD, video on demand, channels as DirecTV, AT&T TV Now, Google Fiber, and Hotwire. For a complete listing of venues, dates and times, go to https://tickets.oscar-shorts.com/